like this bumper song, Pinto. It sounds like an intro to a 1970s Saturday Night Live opening or something.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Sounds like a sitcom open or something.
Yeah. Don't play anymore. This one's off your list, okay? I know it's a great song from Eddie Money. I know people love Eddie Money, but I don't like the opening. I just don't.
No, it's fine.
Give me something hard driving, okay?
You got to test the water sometimes.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that. It's out of the rotation officially. Folks, welcome back to the Mike McFeely Show on the Mighty 790 KFGO. We were talking before the bottom of the hour break about John Strand, the city commission candidate, and the idea that somebody has now officially filed a complaint against him for projecting his campaign ad on a public water tower in downtown Fargo. I had mentioned that John Strand is being represented by Fargo attorney John Goff, and it just so happens that I was able to connect because John called me. I had left a message, and John got back to me. But we welcome onto the program right now John Goff, the attorney from Fargo, who's representing John Strand. Hello, John Goff. How are you?
I'm good, Mike. Thanks.
Good. Sorry to bug you. I know that you're doing some, you know, vacationing type stuff here, so I'll only keep you for a couple of minutes. I appreciate
That's
you
okay.
coming on. So where is this thing going to go? Somebody's now filed a complaint against Mr. Strand. What does that mean, and where does it go from here?
Well, it means that somebody has contacted law enforcement and made a complaint for what they think is a violation of the election laws in North Dakota. And I assume there'll be some investigation that's done by law enforcement, probably in conjunction with the state attorney's office in Cass County. And then they'll have to decide how they want to proceed. I did have an opportunity to speak with Birch Burdick here just a short time ago. And so he and I at least have connected about this. And I think he's kind of, first of all, not to speak for Mr. Burdick, but he told me that he hasn't really officially seen anything. He's been contacted by law enforcement and knows that there's some complaint. He doesn't even know by whom, he said. But I don't know when and where this is going to go. I hope it doesn't take very long. There's a history of these kinds of things in the last couple of decades that I'm familiar with, and I've never seen any of them go very far other than trying to correct the problem and move on.
Do we know who filed the complaint, and will we ever know who filed the complaint? Because that actually, to me, is a pretty big part of the story, because if it's somebody with an axe to grind, that might change public perception.
Yeah, I do not know, and as I said, Birch Burdick told me he did not know at this point in time. My guess is that, well, traditionally what happens is when reports are made or complaints are made, when they undertake some investigation, it's confidential information by law while there's a criminal investigation going on, if that's in fact where this is going. But once that is closed, whether they end the investigation or whether the prosecuting authority declines to do anything about it, once that's over and done, then it becomes public information. And I expect at that point in time, we'll know who made the complaint. That's not really my primary concern, but it is something of interest, yeah.
Your primary concern is defending your client, of course, and what defense will you use? I think you've already touched on some of it, that these things are not uncommon to use public property for a campaign sign or something like that.
I think in almost every election cycle in North Dakota, you run into these things, whether it's the yard signs that happen to be on the boulevard, which is public and not private property, or something placed in a place that might not be technically a private property situation and it needs to be taken or moved or fixed or modified. And so, the situation that's occurred many, many, many times over the last couple of decades, at least or more, is, somebody will bring it to someone's attention and they'll either the law enforcement or prosecution authority will contact the candidate or somebody at the campaign, and they'll get somebody over there and remedy the situation. And that's usually pretty much the end of it, because there's generally not an intentional desire behind this thing to break the law. It's just everybody's trying to get their name and their word out there and get the public's attention. So we try to fix the situation and move on.
And let's be clear here that Mr. Strand has certainly got his name out there because of the story. And in his case, and not that he was intentionally trying to do that, I'm not implying that at all, but certainly people are talking about it around town. Mr. Strand removed stopped projecting the campaign sign almost immediately after he was notified, correct? It wasn't over a long period of time that he was doing this.
No, I think as soon as it was brought to their attention, they remedied it, and I think it was two nights, if I'm not mistaken. I think it was two nights. It became a little controversial, and it was stopped. That was the end of it.
what would be the worst case scenario for you and your client? Could Mr. Strand be removed from the ballot before next Tuesday if things don't go his way?
Mike, I'm not really even in a position to even speculate on that. That's I think getting a little too far down the road, and this has kind of all popped up in a very short order, and haven't done some of the research that we've required on that. But I think worst case scenario right now is that this story is going to linger and going to continue on through the election, which is only days away now, and cause some negative impact or effect for John. I think that's probably the worst case. Any election violation, if somebody really wanted to push it as far as they could possibly go, isn't going to amount to any kind of a consequence of significance, I don't think. But it's really the election implications that I think are the most significant for John right now.
And you're hoping
we're trying to answer the questions as best we can, and remind people that when it was brought to light, it was down in two nights, and we hope the matter be put to rest and move on.
So you're hoping for a very quick resolution to this? You think this could be done in a couple of days or a few days or before the election, hopefully, right?
Well, we'd like to bring the conclusion to this thing as quickly as possible.
Okay.
Days at the most, we hope.
Sure. Yeah. John, thank you. I know I'm catching you here kind of in between things, so thanks very much for coming on.
That's
thanks
right.
for returning my phone call. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike.
Yep, you
thank
bet. You. John Goff, Fargo attorney representing John Strand.